This is Predictionary with a special announcement. This is a bonus edition of Predictionary, including a special announcement and a weekend word. I'm pleased to announce that Predictionary is now available in two formats, daily and weekly. Each podcast feed will contain the same words for each week, but for people who don't download and listen every day, there is now Predictionary Weekly. The Predictionary Daily feed is still available at www.predictionary.com/RSS, while the new Predictionary Weekly feed is now available at www.predictionary.com/weekly/RSS. And of course, both feeds are available through iTunes and other directories. The bonus Predictionary weekend word is superstition. As Hurricane Katrina approached New Orleans a few weeks ago, I was pleased to see that the Predictionary word for that Monday, and I had recorded this 1 week in advance, was hurricane. My pleasure soon evaporated as the horror of the hurricane's damage became clear. Yet upon assembling the past episodes of Predictionary for Predictionary Weekly, I saw that the week of Katrina was in fact the 13th week of Predictionary's existence. Coincidence? I think so. But it did suggest today's word, superstition, nonetheless. Superstition appeared in English in 1402, apparently from Old French, although Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese also have this word. Like most words that appear in all those languages, this word goes back into Latin, where it's easy to figure out what the prefix super means, something along the lines of above. The stition part of the word comes from a Latin word meaning to stand, and so actually does our word stand. This gives the word superstition a literal meaning of stand upon or stand over, which is a bit of a mysterious translation in light of what we understand superstition to mean. The first citation of the word back in 1402 appears to name superstition as a political sin alongside sedition, gluttony, and pride. The Oxford English Dictionary definition of superstition in this instance is, quote, an irrational religious belief or practice founded on fear or ignorance. Which goes to show not only that their understanding of the word was the same as ours today, but also that in a time when religion was a life and death matter, this was 7 years before Henry VIII became king, people still had doubts about some aspects of religious practice. Although it's clear from my scouring of various sources that no one knows why stand over might have come to mean an irrational belief, the OED does give us more to ponder on. They say the meaning might relate to standing over a thing in amazement. The OED notes that suggestions of the meaning of past practices standing over new understanding doesn't really make sense, because these concepts of the march of progress and improvements in scientific understanding wouldn't have existed in Roman society. That's it for this special edition of Predictionary, and I'm Charles Hodson.